KD8DXQ listening.
KD9HAY Mobile. WB9YPA Mobile 8 NHJPR. John, are you around? This is WB9YPA Mobile 8.
B9KBX.
Swimmer! Hey! KB9KB and an F and a big X at the end. This is WB9YPA Mobile 8.
You're heading to, are you heading for work?
Yep, I'm going up to the big metropolis of South Haven.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta make some heat in the building. It's pretty cold in the building, so they want me to check to see if the thermostat is turned on.
That I don't blame you. I shoveled Monday my alley and my driveway, then went with my sister's and did her driveway. I come home, my fingers were numb.
Oh, I bet they were. Yeah, that's nasty. Man, I'll tell you what. Yeah, it's so cold. I mean, not now. It's pretty decent out today. I can't believe it feels like, man, it makes me want to go up to the lake and do some body surfing. It feels so warm out there compared to what it was early this morning.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, it must be in like the 20s or something. Let me check my phone and see what the temperature is.
All right, and you're picking me up okay, huh? I'm on my handy talking inside the truck. I'm not using an outside antenna, so I'm actually making it to Niles, huh?
Maybe it sounds a little scratchy. It's 18.
Made it up to 18. Amazing. Yeah. It feels good. Yeah, I don't think I'll be body surfing at this point, but yeah, that water temperature in the lake, I'll bet that's got to be probably down in the 30s. Probably, yeah, probably high 30s in the, you know, lake water.
I would imagine so. It's probably very cold. I wouldn't go swimming, that's for sure.
I know a guy that does. He goes swimming in this.
That's crazy.
That's good for you. They claim it's good to shock your body like that. They say it's healthy for you. I mean, not to the point of hypothermia.
It seems like it would be bad for you, really.
Yeah, but it's really good. As long as you're not in it too long. As long as you avoid hypothermia, you get out of the water in time. Yeah, no, he doesn't swim in it for like, 10, 15 minutes, but he's in and out. But he gets in there like, every year he does that. He goes up there to Stone Lake, up there in Cantopolis, and takes a dip in there.
That's crazy.
So I was asking him, I'm like, man, how do you do that? He says, it ain't easy.
Believe that.
Yeah, so, okay, I don't know how long I'll be able to hold it here, I'm running high power on the Kenwood HD. But, yeah, once I get downtown, I'm sure I'm going to drop out.
Pretty good. Now, there's some background noise, but overall, I'm hearing you pretty good now. Have you got a 220 in your vehicle?
I've been so busy with other stuff that I haven't been able to repair the old school Kenwood. So yeah, I don't have anything hooked up in this truck. So yeah, so I'm HD-ing it.
Okay. That's sad.
That tri-band when it's available.
You're getting to the point now where you're very scratchy. I'm a more scratchy than your voice.
I'm being better when I'm on Highway 140. When I get on 140, I can hear it.
Yeah, I'll catch you then. WB9YPA, KB9, KBX. I'm having a very time hard hearing you.
Okay, WB9YPA, sure.
That would be nice if you had that.
I had probably half of my kit of adapters somewhere in one of my tubs in the back, and I didn't feel like hooking it up.
Okay, I don't blame you.
Man, I'm hearing the repeater full quieting almost.
You are a little bit scratchy, but overall, not bad.
See, once you get up on M40, you know, it's higher elevation, so that makes a big difference.
That would help out, that's for sure.
So, what have you been doing? Reading books?
Yeah, why?
I figured that.
How do you know that?
No, I just thought you like to read books.
I've read all my books so far. By now, I'm reading some of the train books that I've gotten.
Yeah, so you know all about the EMD, the diesel locomotives, and all that stuff.
I've got about a dozen train books, and I've read about two of them. Matter of fact, about a half hour ago, I finished reading one of my books. So I'm starting another one. I love reading because I've learned a lot about reading. I've learned a lot about the Bible, and I've learned a lot about World War II. And those are my two favorite subjects, but I've got other stuff that I've read too.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So, do you know how a diesel engine works? Did you learn that?
Oh, not yet.
Okay. Yeah, the two-stroke locomotive engines, and then and I think there's a four-stroke, but I don't know enough about locomotives. I know that a lot of them use a two-stroke diesel engine, and I know some of them are like 12-cylinder, and I don't know. Yeah, I think most of them are like 12-cylinder.
Pretty powerful engine, but did you know that the steam engines were more powerful than what the diesels are?
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Somebody told me that, and then I read that too. So yeah, those old steam engines were very powerful. There's one steam engine that was the biggest one, the wheel configuration was 4884, and it was called the Big Boy, and it was so big that it couldn't make the curves. So they actually like cut it in half and made it a bend, and it was one of the last few steam engines built, but they were really, really huge.
They were 1,000,000 pounds.
But they were very heavy, but they were very big. And they made them after World War II. I think they only made like 25 of them. And the Union Pacific took one and revitalized it, and it's going across the country now.
Oh, is that right? Okay, so they still have that Big Boy running.
The UP, the Union Pacific, the reason, though, that they discontinued steam engines because steam engines spend half their time on the track and half their time in the shop, where a diesel engine needs very little maintenance. And so when that happened, it's like, wow, we're saving a lot of money, you know, because they have to fix them all up, and there's a lot of labor in that involved. So they just said, okay, we're going diesel, and they dropped the steam engines really quick. All railroads did.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that happening to the boiler. Oh, my gosh. Those numbers are so special.
You're getting to a point now where I'm hearing the scratching noise worse than your voice. KV9KVX.
Okay, can you copy? Okay, now.
lot better, but not perfect, though, but I can understand you a lot better.
All right, that's good. This is double.
Kilo, Echo, 8, Foxtrot, Zulu, Golf, listening.
YPA, WD9AKG Mobile. WD9YPA, this is WD9AKG. Are you there?
South Haven.
Oh, wow. How's the weather in South Haven today?
It was gorgeous. It was so beautiful that I was going to do some body surfing out there on Lake Michigan.
Catch that about Lake Michigan. What did you say? Say it again.
I was thinking of doing some body surfing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great, doing some body surfing. Sure, no problem there.
Yeah, a little nippy, but hey, you know, can't stay in it very long. No, I know a guy that takes a swim up there at Stone Lake, there in Cassopolis.
What about Stone Lake at Cassopolis? You're a little marginal, but I'm getting most of it.
Yeah, right now I'm using a Ninja Duck with the ducky in the truck. So, yeah, I'm up here in Michigan, south of Eau Claire, just a couple of miles.
This time you were pretty good. Not bad at all. So, you know, there's no such thing as bad weather. It's just dressing appropriately.
Right. You know, right. Bad weather is just all relative.
I missed that one. Try it again.
Bad weather is all relative.
This is true. Somebody else has always got it a little bit worse than you do. I'm sure of that.
Oh, QSL on that. Yes, sir. Yep. I might be a little rough in there yet. I'm quite a ways away from the repeater.
No problem. My microphone has a speaker in it, so I can put that up to my ear and hear you a little bit better, so that works pretty good. And I don't know, I'm coming down the bypass right now. I'm on the crazy street here.
Did you have to figure out what was wrong with your antenna or mobile?
I never did. Is it coming in okay now?
W9DLP.
W9DLC, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Hey, KB9BSK, were you trying to get a hold of me? Oh, Sue.
Yeah, W9DLP. Sorry, this is KB9BSK.
Yeah, were you trying to get a hold of me?
I just wanted to know if you're headed to the, what's it called, QTH?
Yeah, as soon as I get gloves on so my hands aren't freezing. Yeah, I'm heading there now.
Okay, take your time. Just trying to get home, so.
I'm just trying to get warm. It seems like no matter what I did, I left outside. Okay, I'll see you there. Thanks, guys. WB9DLP clear.
No problem, WB9DLT, WB9AKG. Name's Myron. And, sure, go ahead. And no problem. We're just chewing around here a little bit and trying to see what YPA is up to today. Good for you, WB9YPA, WB9AKG.
Oh, I thought you were talking to DLT, okay. Or DLT, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, I am just now coming into Niles. I don't know if you have trouble copying me. I can cut you loose.
You sounded pretty good. But pretty well readable, so not a problem there. Yeah, I'm coming up to the Mayflower Road exit here in about a half a mile on the on the US 20 bypass, and got the wonderful casino in sight.
Oh, the casino. Oh, no.
That thing's got some pretty serious strobe lights on it. It's kind of interesting. I wonder what they, I guess I forget when I go back at nighttime if they have those on like that or not, but man, daytime, they've got, at least this direction, it looks like they've got at least four strobe lights on that thing. It's probably because it's somewhat in the flight path of the airport, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you you must have been in a low spot right there. I didn't get much of that at all, so try again. That's never been in that big building. I was in the been in the casino a couple times. Kind of interesting. You can actually. I found out that they have free parking here, free charging for electric cars, and then you walk inside, and if you're not interested in playing any of the machines, why there's free drinks. Soft drinks, of course, and so I usually like to go in there and just take a break and just watch and watch the people putting all the coinage into the or the dollars or whatever into the machine and you know, seeing who wins and who most of the time doesn't. So I don't usually stick much in the machines at all myself.
You're one of those.
I realized a while ago that I only, if I decide to ever play, I only play amount of money, a certain amount of money that I can afford to lose, which usually isn't much. And once I'm done, then I just put it in my pocket and I have a pocket where I keep it in, and once that's empty, then it's done. Then I just stand around and watch others, and maybe get some soft drinks for free. So not many other places around you can get as much soft drinks as you want for free. So I figure that's not too bad. And then it's a nice warm place. This time of day, time of year, it's a nice warm place to hang out, I suppose. And also during the summertime, quite air conditioned and everything. So, but anyway, yeah, I discovered that a couple years ago when I was doing DoorDash. That dropped somebody off there, and I realized, hey, there's some charging stations here. So, anyway, we're sorry. So, helped me a couple of times in a crunch. I've driven up to Niles myself when I was doing DoorDash. Interesting little town, I guess. I think it was Niles. I think that's where I went. That's you know, the Cassopolis? Or is that? I think no, that's located actually.
This is what the Cassopolis is east of Niles.
Cassopolis is east of Niles, is that what you were saying? Okay, oh, very good. Yeah, that sounds good. I have to travel, I don't have to, but I do travel this bypass every day to and from, and boy, it really gets treacherous. This morning, over by Goshen, most of the roads were not cleared off, but as you get over here towards South Bend, then things got a little bit better. But other days, it's kind of reversed, and it's better at Goshen, and then you get over here to the South Bend area, and it's like zero visibility and that kind of stuff. That gets a bit unnerving.
Oh, well, that it does. Oh, I know. I've been on the bypass a time or two when it's nothing but a sheet of ice.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was that way a while back. I run an app called Wave. I like watching the like running that app. It's an app that's like Google Maps, but the cool part of it is it's kind of grassroots in that people can report things. Like for instance, I had a report that there was a car on the side of the road, and it says it asks if it's still there, and I'm saying nope, not there anymore. And then it'll tell you if somebody saw a police officer ahead. It'll tell you if there's hazards ahead. Yeah, but people report it as they go. So it's kind of cool. See, it's helped me multiple times doing that and, you know, watching it. So, of course, I know how to get to work every time, but I like running my GPS so that I can at least you know, just myself and ETA, and also just kind of get a visual of what's going on ahead of me. It'll tell them slowdowns and things like that as well.
I've got that same feature on my Android.
I like using that. So far as the police stuff goes, that's pretty accurate, fairly accurate. The only thing they don't have is a way to report the rolling ones, the guys that are rolling, you know, like, you know, this one's rolling westbound and so-and-so, mile marker, and it'd be nice if you could put a tag on them and just kind of make that a permanent tag and it goes with them. That'd be kind of fun.
I know. What's funny about that, though, is if, you know, if the cop has that same app, all he's got to do is, you know, when it says, is it still there? And then he clicks on no.
Yeah, that's true, but I wonder if it will recognize that the person that's clicking on it is not moving. Of course, I guess he could be moving as well, for that matter, if he's moving back and forth and stuff, but if he's just, you know, blocking somebody, why, it'd be interesting to see whether or not it would say, well, can't accept that one because you're not moving. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't think it's that smart.
What was that one again?
W9DLP.
Manual, by the way.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's talking about brought back memories of an old story I heard way back in the 70s. State trooper gets on his radio and says, "We got a tornado on the ground. It's eastbound on, running along, I'm, 30, at about 75 miles an hour." He says, "Can you verify that?" I said, "Yeah, it's in my rearview mirror."
There's a teacher down at Skywarn. We're not
following. A bunch of troopers got together and they went down to Indianapolis to watch the race. And they've been indulging a little bit on the way down. And one trooper calls in and says, "Post," and he says, "I'm lost." Dispatch gets in and says, "Well, where are you?" He says, "If I knew that, I wouldn't be lost." He says, "Back on." Deploys, says, "Post command, unit calling post. Identify yourself." Trooper goes back on. He says, "I might be drunk, but I ain't freaking stupid. Clear?"
Yeah, there you go. Over to you, Byron. This is WB9YPA up in Niles on an HP in my truck. And, I need to hook up to the outside antenna. That would help. But go ahead, back over to you, Myron.
Okay, very good. WB9YPA, WB9HT. About the tornado in the rearview mirror, I was going to say that's where they teach you, one of the first things they teach you in Skywarn is where not to be. And I guess they kind of call that the bear's den, something like that. No front or whatever to the smoke of the bear, but they call it bear's den because the place does not want to be in a storm. And I was coming behind you in your room.
You're getting kind of noisy there, so, hey, I'm in my Asian driveway, and I saw you guys here, Byron. Yeah, the last, Skywarn, you were about 50%, so, I'll talk to you guys later, W9DLP, WQRT, my QTH.
73, and have a good weekend. And, Myron, you should be noisy already. You should be into the
you to stop over at my house and we can check that out and see what's wrong. It's almost like, you know, your antenna's like cut for the wrong band or something.
KE9DIR listening.